Scientists are planning a march on Washington, D.C. on April 22nd, which is Earth Day. Organizers say recent policy changes worry scientists, and they see the march as a call to safeguard the scientific community. There are also satellite marches planned around the country that day, including in Phoenix. In addition, a group called 314 Action, that's 314 as in pie, is working to recruit and train scientists to run for office. Shaughnessy Naughton is the founder of 314 Action. She has a background in chemistry and is herself a former congressional candidate. And Shaughnessy, among your group's goals is to get people with STEM backgrounds to run for office and hopefully get elected. I'm curious, in the scheme of the American political landscape, why do you think that's such an important goal?
Well, I think we benefit by having a diversity of experience in government. And I ran for Congress myself, and one of the observations I had was the lack of people with scientific and technical backgrounds in Congress. And whether we're talking about the importance of funding basic research or dealing with climate change, I think having more people with that type of training is an asset for us all.
Is it mostly on specific policies, or is it sort of a way that scientists look at policy areas that maybe people who are not in the sciences don't?
I think it's both. I think one of the things the scientific method teaches you is to, you know, look at the evidence and base your judgment on the evidence and not on a preconceived notion. So I think that's important, and we certainly see the need for that in this alternative fact world that we're living in today. I also think that, you know, scientific training teaches you a collaborative approach, which we could certainly use more of, and a focus on problem solving.
When you ran for Congress, what were some of the challenges and maybe some of the unforeseen challenges that you faced that you don't have to deal with in a lab?
Oh, well, in a lab, it's about the pursuit of knowledge, as opposed to a campaign trail is completely different. The ability to make a technical presentation is very different than being able to make a political speech.
Yeah, tough to put a full, like, thesis on a bumper sticker.
Yes, and I think that is, you know, that is one of the challenges that our candidates are going to face. You know, I think a lot of times scientists run into, when communicating with the general public, sometimes feel that if they're not telling their audience everything about what they know, then maybe they're not being completely honest. And that's not the case. You know, you don't have to say everything to say something.
When you ran for office, were there policies that you had to take a stand on that maybe had nothing to do with your scientific background that you were maybe thinking, I'm not sure if my colleagues, you know, back at my quote-unquote day job, maybe I don't want them knowing what I think about this, or maybe they're going to be surprised or look at me differently when they know what I think about tax policy or some other kind of non-scientific policy?
Sure. I mean, not just scientists, your family, your friends. I think it's an important endeavor to get more regular people to step up and run for office, but it is you do have to have thick skin, because two of the observations I had was, one, when you run for office, people tend to want to hug you, and two, people that have never hugged you before will all of a sudden want to hug you, and two, that people will tell you they don't like how you stand on an issue. Both are don't necessarily happen in other parts of your life.
Yeah, those are kind of like the polar opposites of each other.
Yes.
Have you noticed over the past months or years that scientists have become more politically engaged than maybe they were in the past?
Well, I think traditionally the mindset has been that science is above politics, and therefore scientists should be above politics. And but increasingly, we've seen politicians unashamed to meddle in science, and that's where things can get pretty dangerous. So I think there is a growing awareness, and one that I've certainly been talking about, that it's time for scientists to take a step beyond just advocacy and actually get involved in electoral politics, and whether that's running for office themselves or supporting other people with scientific backgrounds that are running, both are important. And depending on where you are in your career, you should be able to do something.
Shaughnessy Naughton is the founder of 314 Action. The group is holding a candidate training on March 14th, Pi Day. So far, around 2,000 scientists have signed up to run for office. In Arizona, one state lawmaker with a science background is Dr. Randy Freese. The Tucson trauma surgeon is the assistant minority leader in the state house and an advisor to 314 Action. And Dr. Freese, what do you make of what this group is trying to do?
Well, you know, I really admire the efforts to engage a group of people that usually don't engage at this level in policymaking and politics. So it is a difficult task, but I think that they have a unique environment post our 2016 election to sort of get people to say, yeah, let me see if I can't help to redirect and focus things more on evidence-based decision-making rather than basing things on opinion or emotion.
Now, your background is that of a trauma surgeon, which is not in any way a politician. What led you to decide to run for office, and what challenges did you face, perhaps based on your background, as you were running and serving in the legislature?
Well, yes, I'm a trauma critical care surgeon. However, I've always been involved in academic medicine, meaning I teach as well as do research. So I actually also have a degree in clinical sciences, a master's degree in clinical sciences. I've done a lot of publications, and that's where I feel like I get my exposure to understanding databases and making evidence-based solutions. But what got me involved in politics stems back to January 8th, 2011 in Tucson when we had a shooting. And I actually took care of Congresswoman Giffords and several other people that were shot on that day. And that it wasn't a light switch. I didn't turn around the next minute and say I'm running for office. It was a door opening, and then slowly over time I opened the door more and more and recognized that I can serve my community in a different way. I've always felt that being a trauma surgeon, available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, with my partners to care for the injured, that was public service. So it was easy for me to take the next step into the policymaking field, and I like to say policymaking rather than politics. That step, to me, was logical, just expanding my community service.
Have there been things that maybe you didn't expect, or things that were vastly different from, I would imagine there's a lot that's vastly different than in being in the legislature than, you know, being in the ER?
Well, it's different in what I'm dealing with, the process. You know, the process of policymaking was new. The process of how you write a bill, how you debate a bill, how you work a bill through the system. And that anyone can learn that. That's certainly just learning a new environment. But what it comes down to, I think, in both worlds, a common ground is just talking to people. And, you know, I frequently tell my colleagues, I made this decision here on this bill because of how I practice medicine, and it's either about prevention or it's about putting the facts together and coming up with an informed decision. And it's a matter of being able to talk to one another and find common ground and compromise. And I think that skill is probably ubiquitous no matter what you're doing in the professional world.
In your mind, what is the biggest challenge, or maybe the couple biggest challenges, to getting people like you, to getting scientists to run for office?
You know, for me, it took, like I described, a very specific event. I'm hopeful that after this past election, it was a little more divisive than usual, and I'm hopeful that we'll get some people to engage further. And I think people think, well, I'm too busy, and you know, I don't know if I can make that sacrifice. And very clear, it is a sacrifice. But certainly there is an event, either an event that touches a person individually or an event like this election, which might cause a large number of people to engage and get informed and then decide to do something. And that's what I believe 314 Action's trying to do, is to say, if you're getting engaged, let me help you find out how to take that next step to learning about how to run for office. What does it mean to run for office, and how would I actually do that?
Dr. Randy Freese is the assistant minority leader in the Arizona House and a trauma surgeon in Tucson.